Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay. Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men because, frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I am so excited to bring this brother to you here today. This brother is what you call a Renaissance man. He's an educator. He's an entrepreneur. He actually is both a counselor, a psychologist, as well as a recording engineer and movies, film, and all that stuff, and so much more. Husband, father, so much more. Friend, my friend. So please welcome Dr. William Love. Hey, Will. Hey, Dr.
Hey. Hey. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad.
I love the premise. I was 1,000% on board. So happy to be able to step into this spot.
Awesome.
And I think life has prepared me for.
Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you more about that along the way.
Yes, awesome. Well, I'm so glad. I can't wait for other people to hear it. I'm looking forward to learning from you today. And so, Will, as you know, we are developing, creating a repository of six questions, and on our way to 100 answers by 100 awesome. Different Black men, with the awesome. Goal of perhaps if there is a young king who may or may not have a positive Black male role model in his life, that he can come to this repository and see the same questions and see all these different answers and perhaps find himself in there and find guidance in there. And for the rest of us who are neither male and or Black, for us to actually also get an opportunity to experience this group of people who are often both maligned and unseen at the same time, are misrepresented or only hyper-represented by a microcosm of the entirety. And so this is the opportunity for us to add to a more positive and more truthful narrative. And so I'm so glad that you are here today. And I'm going to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Wow, what a huge question. What a huge question. A huge question in my own personal space. You know, not just globally, but what does manhood mean to me is such a gigantic question to field. Mostly because I always center that around, I'm sorry, give me one second. I always center that around, and I hope this doesn't come off as macabre at all, but I center it around the loss of my father. Because that was the beginning of me asking myself that question. Here I was with my boy, at the time, 5 years old, and me trying to figure out how to raise my son and create a man the way my dad did. Anyone have an emotional moment? So when I think about what manhood is, what manhood means, it becomes to me a transference of power. And kind of from beginning to end, if I can step you through my thought about it, the transference of power for first self. In order to gain a perspective of my place in the universe, from my own headspace, I had to really kind of understand what it meant to represent myself and who it is I wanted to see, not when other people are looking at me, but it's kind of interesting in my psychological perspective. I often say that we have a couple different versions of self. one version of self is what people see in us. Another version of self is what we portray ourselves to be. And so this first version of manhood was more about who was it I wanted to portray? What did I want my, from the inside out, self to look like? And, you know, all around the same possible cliche as answers of integrity and self-respect and giving others respect and responsibility, accountability, all those things are great. But in very real time, it became about what I wanted somebody, how I wanted somebody to feel after they interact with me. And that kind of became the hallmark of what I feel real manhood is. Real manhood is being aware of the impact you have on your world. And that's both your family, your community, your job, how you start to every day take a look at self and say, how do I want people to experience me? Because there are times we can get so caught up in who we are and our jobs and, you know, kind of the great things we may have a chance to do, things to do. And we can get carried away with that and not realize that somebody can walk away from us having had a negative experience. So my first kind of real step into manhood and what that looks like, portraying manhood, is how does the person that walks away from me after having either a brief interaction or having a significant interaction, how do they feel? How do they feel about how I represent it and how I touched or what mark I left on them? It's something that I hope that people pay more attention to, because a lot of times we approach both relationships and interactions trying to figure out what we want. How am I going to have an experience? What do I take away from meeting someone? What do they have to bring to me? And I think it's very important instead to be focused on what do I bring to the interaction? What do I bring to a relationship? How does this person walk away? And how do they feel after having dealt with me?
Wow. Wow. What an answer. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. So Will, who and or what is important to you?
Who and or what is important to me? Wow. Who? I'll reserve that for inner peace, because, you know, I don't want to tell everybody who's important to me, because then if they start to come after me, they'll know where to look first. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, keep this above all, guard your heart, the wellspring of life. I will say categorically, family is most important to me. Family is most important to me, and I view family not just in blood relations, but I have a true Africanized sense of family and what is familial. The village is family. So those who I interact in my inner circle and my village are those who are most important to me. I ride and die for them. What is important to me? Legacy is important. Legacy is the most important thing to me. Again, I think it's the impact that you have on the world. Also, are you creating other models? You know, I attach myself to the quote that a leader's responsibility is not to create followers, but to create other leaders. And so if somebody looks at me as a leader in my community, a leader in my family, a leader in a certain business industry, whether it's in counseling or production, live production or studio production or whatever it is, I hold it very almost sacred to make sure that I am actively passing on what it is I've learned, what it is my experience has taught me, to create and mentor other leaders.
Wow. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, Will, how do you want us to see you?
Wow. Okay. I want to be seen as water. Shout out Bruce Lee. I want to be seen as my metaphor. I want to be seen as water. I want to be seen as powerful, able to crush through any boundary, break through any wall, any crash through any obstacle there is, but also be flexible and pliable enough to fit in whatever venue or whatever space necessary. I want to be able to flow as well as be able to crash. So it's often been my outlook on life. I want to be like water. I want people to see me as both strong, but also flexible, pliable, adaptable.
Nice. Excellent. Okay. So question four, Will, is what is your epic dream?
I am living the big dream. on this side of 50, on the latter side of 50, I'm grateful to the Creator to have lived every dream that I've wanted. I think now, if I really kind of spell it out, I guess my dreams now would be sustainability. And to see my kids find their place in the world. I have two adult children, and they're great. They've been great kids. They're now great adults. And I think that's the dream that is, I would imagine, most parents experience passing through this corridor. Everything else, I've been super, super blessed, super blessed. I mean, from childhood till now, I've had so many different experiences. I've had the blessed opportunity to travel the world. I've set foot on every continent. I've worked with famous people. I've worked with nobodies. I've been blessed to, get the academia piece together and, experience what it feels like to really help people and be impactful in my community and my spiritual life. So I'm super blessed. I'm to the point now. I tell people, in all honesty, my prayers do my prayers now never involve any requests, ever. I don't ask God for anything. My prayers are riddled with thank yous, and just seeking guidance and wisdom. So yeah, my dreams are to see my kids' dreams come to fruition.
That's so beautiful. What a beautiful answer. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
So, you've been answering this next question all along,
All right.
implicitly, but I'm going to ask you explicitly, which is, Dr. Will Lough, who are you?
I am a child of the Creator. I am one with creation. I am partner. I am father, I am friend. Yeah, I hope to be a both a seeker and passer on of truth, and knowledge, information. I'm an educator. I think that's about it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So here we are already at question six,
Oh,
which,
wow. All right.
right? Went by like that, right? Which,
But I'm gonna answer this in 20 minutes.
okay. Which is there anything that I should have asked you, or that you wanted me to ask you that I didn't, or I should have asked you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
That's interesting. So here's part one, section A. Now, it's interesting because I think in a forum such as this, one question that pops in my mind, especially because you said you hope that young kings can look at this and gain some perspective. I think one question that probably should be asked is, how do we survive as black men? How do we survive? What does our sustainability look like in the changing culture here in America that is still dealing with the same issues that we have dealt with for hundreds and hundreds of years? How do we survive? And I know that's a common theme that my son and I have talked about. So that's why I kind of introduce it here. And to that effect, I would say it's important that we, as men of color, learn to be more communal, to learn to link up, to learn to share more time together, share more love together, share more resources together. I think that it's vital to our sustainability. I think it's how we will continue to not just be here, but to find good ways to pull ourselves out of the systemic racism, the effects of it, to pull ourselves out of the effects of mental health issues that we face and we don't talk about, to help pull ourselves and start to rid ourselves of the overwhelming stigma against us that not only society has against us, but that we have against ourselves. I would love to see men of color start to gather together more, to share more of our time, more of our resources, more of our love, our true stories of not just our struggle, but also of our triumph as fathers, as entrepreneurs. There's a lot of men of color that are doing great things. And for those who aren't, they still may be great people. So I think it's time for the collective to keep working, to come together.
Wow. Wow, what a powerful answer. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So
very well.
I so appreciate you. You know how much I appreciate you, how like from the first time we met when we were on a project together on separate sides of the project.
Right.
But how, like what you said, how we linked up, right? Community, you know, I felt that it's like thinking, I don't really know him, but I trust him. I don't really know him, but he has my back, right? And therefore, I want to make sure I have his back, you know. And that's the essence of community, right? And so I appreciate you so much. I appreciate all the things you do, the myriad things that you do, and who you are in the world. And I just honor you, my king. And I pray that God will continue to grow and deepen you, and that he will indeed answer those prayers for guidance and wisdom so that you can continue to positively impact the world. And I'm so thankful that you have contributed to this project. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Val.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Excellent. Thank you.
So honored.
Oh, I'm so glad. And thank you for watching. And I hope that you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did, that you learned as much as I did. And if there is a Black man, a king in your life who you want to see honored in this forum, we are looking and on our way to 100 positive and successful Black men. Please let me know. Hit me in the link in the bio or below or in the bio, and or send me a DM and I'll take it from there. Now, I should clarify that success does not mean what someone does for a living, but it truly is about the content of their character and the impact that they are making in this world, in their community, be it the nuclear family or the larger community and everything in between. So in the meantime, please stay tuned next week for yet another King. But in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. And thanks so much, Will. That was great.
Thank you.
It is awesome.
It's a great forum.
Thank you.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!